WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cleared to partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, the big winner in Iowa from last week's $640 million Mega Millions jackpot was the state treasury. Although a winning ticket wasn't sold in Iowa, the surge in ticket sales paid off for the state. From the last Mega Millions jackpot on January 24th through Friday night's drawing, the Iowa Lottery sold nearly $9.7 million in tickets. The Iowa Treasury will receive about $3.4 million, from profits from the sales. Iowa Lottery head Terry Rich said that between 4 and 5 p.m. on Friday, tickets were being sold in the state at about 6,000 a minute. The winning Mega Millions tickets were sold in Illinois, Kansas, and Maryland. News time is 8:01.
I'm so frustrated. All I've had is cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions, and I just want to talk to someone in person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friend of the staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
The main producer of the lean beef trimmings that critics call pink slime continues to have the support of the community where the company is based. Several thousand people attended a picnic in Sioux City on Saturday to support Beef Products Incorporated, or BPI, and dine on hamburgers made with its beef. BPI's beef has drawn extra scrutiny because of concerns about the ammonium hydroxide it treats meat with to slightly change the acidity of the beef and kill bacteria. The company defends its products as safe and says it's been used in ground beef for years. Sioux City resident Jose Lopez says he did his own internet research after hearing concerns about BPI's products. Lopez says he decided the meat is safe, so he brought his family to the picnic. The main producer of the lean beef trimmings that critics call pink slime has donated more than $800,000 to state and federal political candidates over the past decade. On Sunday, the Des Moines Register detailed the donations that Beef Products Incorporated has made. The company's product made from beef trimmings, as we mentioned, is under scrutiny because of public concerns about the ingredient used to treat the meat, which kills bacteria. Executives and employees at BPI have given at least $546,500 to candidates for state office in Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, and Texas. And the company's owners, Eldon and Regina Roth, have given $274,250 to congressional and presidential candidates since 2008. Nearly all of that, $820,750, except for $28,400, went to Republicans. Iowa House Speaker Craig Paulson is among the most powerful people in state government, but the Republican from eastern Iowa says he's making no commitments to politics beyond the 2012 election. Paulson of Hiawatha has served in the Iowa House since 2002 and has been Speaker since Republicans won a majority of the House in 2010. Although his position puts him in the middle of every big issue moving through the legislature, Paulson insists in an interview with the Associated Press that he has modest goals and hasn't mapped out a long-term political future beyond running for re-election in the fall. Paulson says he thinks such calculations rarely turn out as expected, and he argues lawmakers do better if they simply support measures they think are best for their constituents. Iowa authorities are looking for a 19-year-old Hawkeye Community College student who disappeared barefoot in a wildlife area. The Black Hawk County Sheriff's Office spent most of Sunday searching for Taylor Franco in the Klima Wildlife Area by LaPorte City. The search was suspended Sunday evening but should resume today. Franco was last seen at around 5:30 a.m. Sunday. He walked into a home in LaPorte and took off his shoes because he thought he was home. Franco walked away after the homeowners persuaded him he wasn't home, and the owners' bloodhound followed. Franco's roommates told police the Davenport teen had been acting strangely for several days. Authorities say the body of a 46-year-old man has been found in the charred remains of his house in southern Iowa. A house fire was reported a little before 1 a.m. Saturday in Centerville. The body was found in a bedroom after firefighters knocked down flames inside the house. The Appanoose County Medical Examiner's Office identified the body as that of Mark Morlock. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A Des Moines County jury has found a Burlington man guilty of setting a fire that gutted a local church. The Burlington Hawkeye reports that 43-year-old Victor Clegg Jr. was found guilty on Friday of second-degree arson for setting fire to Union Baptist Church last April. Clegg had also been charged with burglary in the case, but the jury instead found him guilty of trespassing. Clegg, who was also convicted of arson in 2009 for setting a Michigan restaurant on fire, is set to be sentenced May the 14th. He has been held in the county jail since his arrest last April. Fire investigators are trying to determine what caused an explosion at a home in southeast Iowa. The explosion was reported in Ainsworth around 8:30 p.m. Saturday. That town's located about 30 miles south of Iowa City. Firefighters battled the blaze that followed the explosion for several hours. A section of U.S. Highway 218 near Ainsworth had to be closed until about 2 a.m. Sunday. The state fire marshal's office was investigating the blaze and explosion. No injuries were initially reported. Police say a woman was left with a painful welt after she was hit during a drive-by paintball attack in downtown Des Moines. 20-year-old Shelby Lilly was hit on the hip at around 1:15 a.m. Sunday as a car drove by. A police officer soon found and pulled over a vehicle matching the description Lilly gave. There were four people and a paintball gun inside. Police say the four were released pending further investigation because it wasn't certain who fired the gun. The presence of an experienced horseman may have prevented problems when a horse got loose near the South Ridge Mall in Des Moines. Adam Miller was leaving a Hy-Vee grocery store at the mall Sunday afternoon when he saw a horse running through the parking lot. Miller raises horses on his farm and works with them at Prairie Meadows Racetrack. He followed the horse across a busy road and into another parking lot and then managed to slip his belt around its neck. Horse owner Rachel Harbin rents pasture space nearby and thinks the horse jumped over a fence. Miller says that motorists acted responsibly, although he noted that when you're driving on a busy road, you're not expecting to see a 900-pound animal run across the street. Laughter is said to be the best medicine, and today is Iowa's first ever Laugh Out Loud Day. That's LOL for Laugh Out Loud, and it's part of an effort in Iowa to become the healthiest state in the nation. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
Iowans are encouraged to forward a joke, tell a funny story, even to bring a whoopee cushion to work. Helen Eddy, executive director of the Healthiest State Initiative and a VP at Hy-Vee, says do whatever it takes to get a laugh and to laugh yourself.
At Hy-Vee, we're encouraging our employees here at the corporate office to wear clown noses, wear silly clothes, tell a funny joke. All of the above.
And while the overall campaign is focused on the physical health of Iowans, Eddie says laughter helps to reduce stress and improve our emotional health. Laughing engages nearly every muscle in the body, stimulates the brain, reduces pain, and lowers blood pressure. I'm Matt Kelly.
And you can learn more about that at iowahealthieststate.com. Finally, in state news, today marks the beginning of Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Johnson said there weren't many tornadoes in 2011. He says it's too early to tell what type of year 2012 will bring for more severe weather.
A lot of people have been talking about the recent warm weather and if there's a correlation between that and active severe weather. And there really isn't much of a correlation between an active severe weather season and the early spring warmth, really, or not even for a warm summer as a result of the warm spring.
The National Weather Service has special theme days all week to teach Iowans about the danger of severe weather. And today's theme is flash flooding,
which is the number one thunderstorm-related killer in the United States from weather. It's not tornadoes. It's actually flash flooding. Followed on Tuesday about how to get a warning. Boy, that's changing over the years. Wednesday, of course, will be the tornado day and the tornado test, and then Thursday will be severe thunderstorms, followed by family preparedness on Friday.
The statewide tornado drill is scheduled for Wednesday at 10 a.m. You can find out more information at www.weather.gov. And taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama meets with leaders of Mexico and Canada today for a North American summit at the White House. The three leaders are expected to talk about Mexico's role as a major oil exporter and the controversial Keystone Oil Pipeline from Canada. Two injured British sailors rescued from a yacht off the coast of California are expected to reach San Francisco Bay this afternoon. They were competing in a yacht race when their yacht was hit Saturday by a huge wave. A rescue boat reached them yesterday, and they were transported to a Coast Guard cutter. The director of the Maryland Lottery says no one in that state has stepped forward with a mega winning Mega Millions lottery ticket yet. Stephen Martino says that one of three winning tickets purchased for the record $640 million prize has yet to be claimed. The New York Post reports that a McDonald's employee claims she holds the winning ticket. Lottery officials say a winning ticket was sold at a 7-Eleven store in Maryland. The other two were sold in Illinois and Kansas. News time is 8:10.
Are you tired of paying high prices for cable TV? Are you frustrated that you do not have very many channels to choose from? At the TV Store, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer, we understand your frustration and are here for you. Dish has packages starting at $19.99 per month for a whole year with the option of watching something you enjoy. Don't have time to watch your favorite program? No problem. With Dish's DVR, you can record now and watch later without all the commercials. Tired of paying high prices for movie rentals? We have you covered there too. With Blockbuster at Home, you can enjoy thousands of movies from the comforts of your home. The best part, our knowledgeable staff will take the time to explain everything from billing to receivers to help you customize a Dish programming packaging that is perfect for you. Exceeding your expectations is what we are all about. So stop by the TV Store and let us be your Dish retailer. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-3032 and don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Marilyn Ranney, age 79 of Walnut, died Thursday. Celebration of life services for Marilyn Ranney will be today at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Perry Roberts, age 90 of Audubon, died Wednesday. Celebration of life services for Perry Roberts will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Wilma Andrew, age 91 of Griswold, died March 23rd. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be today at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family with arrangements. Kenneth Christensen, age 79, of rural Wyota, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Kenneth Christensen will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Fran Bauer, age 88, of Bridgewater, died Friday. Funeral services for Fran Bauer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Roselle Peterson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Roselle Peterson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Beulah Witt, age 92, of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Witt will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Madeline Severs, age 84, of Oakland, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Madeline Severs will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Jean Millett, age 91, of Atlantic, died this morning at the Heritage House. Services for Jean Millett are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.